Highbridge Audio presents Loving Your Child is Not Enough, Positive Discipline That Works, by Nancy Samelin with Martha Morrigan Jablow, read here by the author, Nancy Samelin.
When my two children were asleep, I often looked fondly on their sweet, serene faces and thought how much I loved them. But when they were awake, spilling milk, hitting each other with blocks, failing spelling tests, whining and clinging to me when I wanted to show them off, I was anything but a loving parent. I nagged, screamed, criticized, labeled, threatened, punished, and constantly felt guilty about the words I used, words I would never have imagined saying to another human being. I had lots of love and good intentions, but without skill, they were not enough to change my children's behavior. Our typical conversations frequently erupted into hostile confrontations. "Eric, watch out, you'll spill the juice." "No, I won't." "Eric, you've done it before, you'll do it again. Why do you always leave the glass on the edge of the table?" "Just stop nagging and leave me alone." A minute later, over went the juice. "Damn it, Eric, why don't you watch out? You're so clumsy. I've told you a million times about this. Now clean up this mess." When my sons were 7 and 8, I joined a mother's workshop led by the gifted psychologist, Dr. Alice Ginott. In these workshops, I became acutely aware of the effect my words were having on my children. "Watch out, you'll spill the juice," made Eric feel clumsy, so he became defensive, and it set up a self-fulfilling prophecy. Over went the juice. I attacked his self-image. "Why do you always leave the glass on the edge of the table?" And I made him defiant. "Stop nagging, leave me alone." My words certainly did not inspire him to move the glass.